afternoon and a warm welcome to each and every one of you to this Blue Christmas service here at St Andrew's and St George's West Church. This is a service that has been put together especially for those of us who are dealing with complicated emotions this Christmas. And to be honest, who isn't? It's been a year like no other, leading to a Christmas like no other. We hope that here, gathered with friends, you'll find this a safe place to be open with yourself, to yourself, and with God. A safe place to be who you are and feel how you feel. In this service, there'll be a variety of music to listen to, but we won't be singing ourselves. There'll be a Bible reading, a poem, a short reflection, and the opportunity for each of you, if you wish, to light a candle. Let this service wash over you. Nothing is required or expected of you. This afternoon, we're not going to focus on the baby in the manger, but on the God of love who comes to us in our everyday lives and in the life of our world. We commit this time together to God, the one who risked everything to be with us, and the one who will never leave us. Let's draw close to God in prayer. Let's pray. Our God, we gather together in the bleak midwinter. The days are short. The nights are long. They mirror the reality of our hearts, revealing your gracious spirit that mourns with us in grief, cries with us in sorrow, sits with us in despair. Christmas shows us that you are not a distant God, removed from human pain, but a faithful companion, closer to us than our own tears or our own laughter. Help us to feel your presence and strength at this time, when we come, brave enough to remember and to reflect. Many are missing the togetherness that Christmas usually brings. Yet you are with us and you will never leave us. So we come as we are, carrying within us places that are heart sore. And together we pray. For we know the angels are still singing, even if we strain to hear them. Amen.
I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. He who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. He is your shade at your right hand. So the sun shall not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going both now and forevermore.
We light a candle to symbolize God's presence with us.
God's embrace. Guardian of the wounded, wrap me in your embrace. Hold me close to your heart and assure me of your love. Protect my sore spirit. Ease the pain that it holds. You are always ready to embrace me, no matter how hurt or desolate my heart may be. I will trust you with my pain. I will rest in your solace. I will take refuge in your love.
Our New Testament reading is taken from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. I'm going to read these few verses through twice. Relax into them. Listen for a word that might strike you especially. Perhaps that word or phrase has a gift for you. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. We go from one candle, symbolizing God's presence with us, a light shining in the darkness, to four candles. There are going to be some words associated with lighting each of the four candles. And for each of the four candles, you will have an opportunity to say out loud or in the silence of your heart any names or places or people or families that are close to your heart right now. I'm going to invite Diana to come forward and light the first candle. candle. Lighting this candle, we reflect on 2020, the year of COVID-19, and all it brought to our lives and our world. Lockdown, enforced separation from loved ones, being prevented from being with loved ones who were dying, being prevented from attending funerals. We are in the midst of the cumulative impact of months and months of restrictions that have taken their toll on people's mental, physical, and emotional health. As we remember those who have suffered in a myriad of ways, we offer our thanks to God for all the selfless giving from frontline workers, the community initiatives, the scientific and government efforts to help stem the tide of infection and keep lives as safe and tolerable as possible. The commencement of the vaccination program brings us hope. God of all comfort, strengthen and be with us and all who are hurting due to COVID-19. Take a moment to remember those affected. And as you wish, you are invited to say names aloud or in the silence of your heart. We light the second candle. Lighting this candle, we remember those we have loved and lost in the last year. We pause to think of them by name, see their faces, look into their eyes, hear their voices, and hold their memories in our hearts once more. We thank God for the gift of each one in our lives, and seek comfort for our sad or aching hearts, and healing for sorrow. God of all comfort, strengthen and be with us and all who are hurting and grieving. We take a moment to remember those who have died, and you're invited to say names aloud or in the silence of your heart. We light the third candle. Lighting this candle, we remember with compassion those struggling with other unexpected, uninvited, and unwanted life events. Physical and mental illness, chains of addiction, broken relationships, loneliness, loss of independence or freedom, loss of employment, income or security, loss of direction, homelessness. We think of victims of violence in any form. God of all comfort, strengthen and be with us and all who are hurting. Take a moment to remember those who are struggling for any reason. You're invited to say names aloud or in the silence of your heart. Light the fourth candle. We light this candle as a sign of hope. Hope for our hearts. Hope for our world. And the hope promised to us by God in the Christmas story. We pray that God will lift and guide us when we cannot see the way, that God will teach us to know that a shadow is merely a shadow, because the light of eternal goodness always shines behind the object of our fears. Where there is love in life, we pray God will help us to find it, help us to trust it, and enable us to grow in the power of God's love. God of all comfort, strengthen and be with us and all who are hurting and yearning for hope. Take a moment to remember those most in need of hope. You are invited to say names aloud or in the silence of your heart. Shades of blue, sky blue, powder blue, sea blue, periwinkle, azure, So many shades of blue. Mary, the mother of Jesus, is associated with the colour blue. Think of Christmas cards. She's most often depicted in blue. Mary in blue listens while the angel brings news that will shake her world to the core. Mary in blue, traveling almost 100 miles on a donkey, yet not looking the least rumpled in our Christmas cards. Mary in blue, somehow looking serene and immaculately clean and tidy in a stable, just after having given birth. Did she also wear blue when she was searching for her son in the temple? Neither calm nor serene. Was she wearing blue at the wedding feast when she realized that her son would soon no longer be hers? What shade of blue was she wearing when her son proclaimed all the world was his mother and his brother and his sister? When she stood at the cross, is she in distress in your mind's eye, or is she still the Mary of our Christmas cards? One thing we know for sure, when she stood at the cross, she was not alone. Mary, a real flesh and blood person who had real feelings of every hue. She's been there before. She's been there before us in the joy and the pain. And she did not let life destroy her ability to love. She placed her trust in God through it all. What might she say to us today? What might she say to you? May we draw inspiration from Mary, draw strength from her, that we too can move through any pain in our present, knowing that we can trust that God will shape and colour our future. And places. I invite each of you to offer your personal wounds to the God who loves us deeply and wants to carry our pain. God waits patiently, gently calling out, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened. I will give you rest." I invite you individually to come forward now, if you wish, and as you are able. And we're going to be starting from the left, my left-hand side. I invite you to light a candle from the central candle, which symbolizes God's presence with us and within us. And place that candle, that lit candle, in the sand, remembering that God meets us wherever we are and whatever our hearts hold. God lights a candle in our darkness and remains close until we are able to shine again. These lights in their brightness will be symbols that as they burn, we remember that suffering passes, though memories remain. May the hope of the Christ child sustain us, that together we may shine again.
Let us pray. God of comfort and compassion, may all those we think of be held firmly within your love in a time and in a world where the fragility of our breath and life has been exposed in new ways. We remember those around the world whose lives have been overturned by COVID and other life-changing realities. May they know comfort and healing. May those who care for them and support them know that their actions are deeply appreciated. May we each do what we can and also be gentle with our limitations and frailties as we prepare for the day on which we give thanks for the sharp cry of a child born to bring hope to a world breathless in anguish. Thank you, Lord God, for your gift of compassion to us, for your indwelling breath of care that carries us ever onward. Amen.
Thank you for being here today. We hope it has been a blessing, and the blessing will continue. And to take with you from this service as you leave, after the words of blessing, you will find a blue heart on the table by the door, brought to us by Creative Together. And on this heart, there's both an affirmation on one side and a prayer on the other. The affirmation says, "You are not alone." The prayer says, "Lord, let your spirit mend body, mind, and soul." We carry each other as we carry our blue hearts. Go with these words of blessing. Shepherds watching over sheep, angels watching over shepherds, kings watching over stars, stars watching over kings, and overseeing all is God, watching over everything, sheltering all under God's outstretched wing. The Christmas story is an extravagant gesture of divine companionship, born through the sheer strength of God's love for us. May you experience God with you this Christmas. May you catch a glimpse of childlike wonder and be inspired to consider the possibilities the blue sky might hold for you. And above all, may you know you are sheltered under God's wing this night and always. Amen.